Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Hello, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and this is the Money Girl Podcast, where my mission is to help you live rich and love the journey. I'm grateful you're here and want to thank you for downloading the show. We're at the end of the year, which is always a really busy time. You've got holiday preparations and celebrations. New Year's Eve is also the end of the tax year, which is a critical deadline for your personal finances and last-minute opportunities to save money. But this year, making smart tax moves may be even more important due to the pending tax reform. I'm sure you've heard that the Senate and the House each passed their own tax bills, and the administration's next step is to reconcile them into a single bill that President Trump can sign by the end of 2017. So if legislation passes, there will be some big changes for the 2018 tax year and beyond that affect all of us. So even if taxes are not your favorite financial topic, and by the way, I certainly wouldn't fault you for that. They are not my favorite topic by a long stretch, but they are an important one. While we don't know exactly what the final reforms will be, I'm going to cover 5 ways to save money based on the current tax law and what is proposed for the future. If you want to check out the notes for this show or check out any of the archived podcasts, all of the old shows are in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com along with the show notes. This is episode number 523 called Tax Reform Tips, 5 Best Moves to Save Money Now. Okay, let's jump right in to 5 smart money moves that will allow you to save money while you still can. The first is defer income to next year. This may not be possible for everyone, but here's the situation. There may be fewer tax brackets and lower tax rates for many Americans next year due to tax reform. So if you have income that you can control, consider waiting until 2018 to receive it, so that you owe less in taxes compared to this year. So even if you receive it on January 31, that makes a world of difference compared to receiving it in 2017. For instance, if you have self-employment income from a small business or you do freelance work, you could delay billing customers or clients for a little while. If you're an employee who earns commissions or a year-end or quarter-end bonus, find out if they can be paid next year instead of this year. Tip number 2, prepay deductible expenses. Tax reform may eliminate or reduce many existing tax deductions. Some deductions require you to itemize deductions on your tax return, and others don't. So another smart year-end tax strategy is to bunch up as many deductions as you can this year. Prepay as many deductible expenses as possible so you can take advantage of them before they disappear or become much more difficult to claim in the future. Here are some ideas about deductible expenses to consider before the end of the year. Medical expenses are a big one for many people. They are deductible up to certain limits now, but they could be eliminated or reduced completely after tax reform. So take care of as many of your family's medical, dental, vision, and hearing needs as possible before the end of the year Set appointments and pay for prescriptions or other deductible expenses as soon as you can. State and local income taxes are another deductible expense that could also be eliminated or reduced. So if you're a homeowner, why not make your property tax payment for 2018 ahead of time? You'll make sure to get another tax deduction and perhaps an early pay discount too. If your state charges income tax, you could also pay it this year instead of waiting for the deadline in 2018. Home mortgage interest is another deductible expense that could become difficult to qualify for after tax reform. So consider prepaying your January mortgage by December 31st, and then you'll have an extra chunk of interest to deduct for this year. And student loan interest is another one that's currently deductible up to certain limits, even if you don't itemize deductions. However, this tax benefit may be eliminated, so prepay your January student loan payment by December 31 and get a little more tax savings for the current year. A third tip to save money ahead of tax reform is make a charitable donation. When you make a donation to a qualified charity, you may also be eligible for a tax deduction if you itemize. Now, that's a winning combination in my book. You give money and then you also get a tax break for giving that money. Tax reform may allow charitable deductions to happen going forward. However, it may make itemizing deductions much more difficult or less worthwhile for you in the future. So if you make a charitable donation in the future, it may not be one that you're able to deduct from your taxes. So if you want to make a charitable donation or you're kind of on the fence thinking about it, this may be the best year to do it.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Okay, back to our tax tips to save money. Tip number four, max out a workplace retirement account. You hear me talk a lot about retirement accounts on this show. So if you have a retirement plan at work, like a 401k, 403b, 457, or if you work for the government, you may have a thrift savings plan. Go ahead and review how much you contributed to these plans for the year. For 2017, you can contribute up to $18,000 or $24,000 if you're age 50 or older. Every pre-tax dollar that you contribute to a traditional retirement plan is income that you do not pay tax on until you make a withdrawal. By deferring taxes, you keep more money in the account that can grow over time. Additionally, many employers match a percentage of your contributions to company-sponsored retirement plans. So taking advantage of that benefit is a no-brainer. It's just a really terrific deal because you receive free money to build a larger nest egg and you cut your taxes at the same time. To get this sweet tax benefit, you don't even need to itemize deductions on your tax return, but you do need to make your final contributions before December 31st. So if you can bump up your final contributions to reach the annual limit, I highly recommend it, especially if you're expecting a year-end or quarter-end bonus at work. And if you can't afford to max out a workplace retirement plan this year, try to contribute enough to max out any employer matching funds. Now is also the perfect time to increase your contributions for next year. The annual limits in 2018 go up by $500, so they will be $18,500 or $24,500 if you're over age 50. Fortunately, we don't think that anything with retirement accounts will change under tax reform. So make a goal to increase your retirement contribution rate by at least 1% each year until you hit the maximum limit. And if you aren't participating in a retirement plan at work yet, don't make the mistake of thinking that you're too young to plan for retirement or that you'll make up the difference when you earn more later. Young people have a lot to gain by saving early because you can amass a fortune on far less than someone who starts later in life. In other words, postponing retirement contributions is expensive. Even contributing a small amount, such as $250 per month for a modest return over several decades, could give you close to $1 million to spend in retirement. So it's really important to get in the habit of saving for retirement as early as possible. You can log on to your online retirement account to make these contribution changes or talk to your benefits administrator or an account custodian for help. The fifth tax tip is manage your flexible spending arrangement, or FSA. Another type of account with benefits linked to the calendar year is a flexible spending arrangement. These plans are offered by many employers to help you save for certain expenses, such as childcare and medical bills, on a pre-tax basis through payroll deductions. For example, if your average tax rate is 25%, you instantly save 25% on your medical expenses when you can pay for them using funds in your FSA because that money is never taxed. However, there is a deadline to spend your money in an FSA each year, or you forfeit the excess. I don't want that to happen to you. This is known as the use it or lose it rule. The cutoff varies by company, but it's typically December 31st. If your employer adopts a grace period that's permitted by the IRS, you may have some additional time to spend funds in the account for a short time after the new year. If not, be sure you drain the fund before the end of the year. You might opt for preventive care, such as a dental or vision checkup, new prescription sunglasses, or you might just purchase extra stuff like sunscreen, first aid kits, cold medicine, so you don't lose one penny in the account. Take advantage of every employee benefit you can this year. And if you have tax questions or you want to do more year-end tax planning, it's always a good idea to meet with a tax professional who can review your situation and make sure you never pay more tax than your fair share. Keep listening, learning, and leveraging your resources to grow richer every single day. A great place to get support and ask questions is my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. To get your invitation, text the word DOLLARS, D-O-L-L-A-R-S, to the number 33444. And if you're interested in my weekly email, text GET UPDATES with no space to that same number, 33444. I send out an email each week with tips and tools, recommendations that I think you'll enjoy. And I want to give a shout out to some people who submitted 5-star reviews recently in iTunes. Rusty Gerla says, she does a great job of making finances simple and easy to understand. I have learned a ton since I started listening. Ellen Grace 2293 says, as a 20-something committed to a healthy financial start in adulting, I have appreciated this podcast. I like the variety of information and the clarity with which it is presented. Thanks. And DJ Jojo says, I listen to several per day and try to catch up on all the old shows. I'm a college male who enjoys learning about ways to save money. Thanks, Laura. Thanks so much for those recent 5-star reviews. They really mean a lot to me. If you're enjoying the show, I would really appreciate if you would add your quick 5-star review to the list. I read every one. And by the way, if you have questions, comments, or suggestions for future show topics, I want to hear them. You can reach me several ways. On Twitter, I'm at Laura Adams, or you can find me on my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.